شما با پروگرام دری رادیوی SBS هستید.
آیا خود را متعلق به جناح راست می دانید یا چپ؟ از سالها بدین سو از این طبقه بندی برای توصیف جایگاه احزاب سیاسی استفاده می شود. کسانی که در جناح چپ قرار دارند معمولاً به ارزش‌های مترقی باور دارند، در حالی که جناح راست به ارزش‌های محافظه‌کارانه معتقد است. اما آیا این دسته‌بندی تا هنوز مفید است و آیا واقعاً به ما کمک می‌کند تا بفهمیم سیاستمداران و احزاب سیاسی نماینده چی دیدگاه‌های هستند؟
The spectrum is depicted as a line. So on the left are those parties that typically advocate for things like social equality, more government intervention, progressive economic and social policies, dealing with environmental issues. Then on the right are those that typically emphasize tradition and authority, limited forms of government, tend to be pro-market and pushing for deregulation of markets.
شنن برینکت، استاد ارشد رشته سیاست و روابط بین الملل در پانتون سانشاین کوست می گوید که واژه چپ به طور کامل حزب کارگر را توصیف کردن نمی تواند.
So the Australian Labor Party is best described as a centre-left party, but with increasingly moderate policies. Traditionally, the ALP supported worker rights, was strongly represented by the trade union movement, created Medicare and pushes for universal healthcare, was more interested in climate action than other parties and has generally been quite progressive on certain social issues, you know, the voice referendum, LGBTQ rights and so on. The analysis, though, if you look at the policies, I would say is becoming more centrist, more moderate in practice over time.
سایمون برونز در مناطق روستایی نیو ساوت ویلز در یک خانواده حامی احزاب محافظه‌کار بزرگ شده، اما مسیر سیاسی خود را متفاوت از خانواده‌اش انتخاب کرده است.
I'm a lefty. There's no delusions about it. I'm here for progressive policy. I think that LGBTQI communities are a critical part of our ecosystem as a country. I don't think that you should be treated differently for, you know, having a disability or being a person of color or having a different religion. I think that actually makes us better as a country having that diversity.
محب اقبال که از افغانستان به عنوان محصل به استرالیا آمد، در این کشور درخواست پناهندگی داد و در سال 2017 شهروندی استرالیا را به دست آورد.
I was ready to sort of make a choice where I fell on the political spectrum, which is to the left of the center, I would say. The key decision came to me was which party was more sort of pro-multiculturalism, had more views and policies that were more accommodating for migrant and refugee background population.
با گفته دکتر برینکت، جناح ائتلاف که مشمول احزاب لیبرال و نشنال می شود، در جناح راست قرار دارند و به سمت راست افراطی در حال حرکت است.
I think this election will really test how far this will go. Dutton has said he is interested in bringing a more Trump-style politics. The Liberal Party traditionally, I guess, would be more centre-right, but increasingly more far-right. We have to look at the factions within the Liberal Party to really see where it's going. Generally speaking, the economic policies supporting tax cuts, favoring deregulation, privatization of key industries, against any wealth redistribution. Social policies, very conservative. Slow on LGBTQ rights, climate skepticism, even denial.
کالوین بیک یک جوان 22 ساله با ریشه مالتیس و فلیپینی میگوید که به جناح راست رای میدهد. او دارای ارزش‌های محافظه‌کارانه مسیحی است.
Because the values in which I see as important, the inalienable right of freedom, the importance of a good and strong economy, less government being better government.
با آنکه معمولاً جوانان گرایش‌های مترقی دارند، اما کالوین در سن 18 سالگی تصمیم گرفت که دیدگاه‌های راستگرایانه داشته باشد.
Around that age, once I looked at what I believed in, and I think it's fair to say, as you get older, your views and opinions I've had on certain things have changed, but those core foundation of values, that's very important to me.
استیو کو، مرد 65 ساله زمانی که کودک بود، از اندونزیا به استرالیا پناهنده شد. او زمان گرایش های چپگرایانه داشت، اما اکنون خود را در جناح راست میانه می داند.
I'm family first, the family unit, trying to keep it together. I'm very much into a small government, a market-based economy. I'm very much into preserving freedom of all kind, from freedom of expression to association of religion or faith, all that kind of freedoms. And I can say to you, firsthand because that's why our family fled Indonesia for our own freedom. I guess I'll tell you what I'm not into. I'm not into the current flavor of the month, which is, without being disrespectful, I'm not into wokeism, into cancel culture, into gender issues or identity politics and all that kind of stuff. I just want it to be as real as is possible. No delusion.
از زمان انقلاب فرانسه در سال 1789 باورهای سیاسی در سطح جهانی به دو بخش راست و چپ تقسیم شده اند.
The assembly, the people sat according to where they saw the revolution going. Like the Jacobins sat on the left who wanted to extend the revolution, promote more revolutionary change, equality, and then to the right were those who were more pushing for arrest the revolution, provide more stability, and retain some forms of the traditional hierarchy. So that idea of the horseshoe and how they actually sat, you can see elements of that today even within our own parliamentary seating, right? But rather than being left or right divided ideologically, it's more if you're in government, you sit on the right. If you're in opposition, you sit on the left.
پس از گذشت صدها سال، دکتر برینکت این پرسش را مطرح می کند که آیا این طبقه بندی قدیمی هنوز هم برای درک سیاست های امروزی مفید است؟
It's a nice way to start thinking about things to get a very broad picture and understanding of the ideological differences at that sort of big macro scale. And so it's very useful, especially for first-time voters or people that are time poor to engage politically. But I would always suggest going deeper to ensure that the policies of a particular party that you may vote for do align with what you actually want politics to achieve over the next 3 or 4 years.
این گزارش توسط الکس تورنی و اولویا دیوریو از بخش SBS Examines تهیه شده بود.
می خواهید این گناه گزارش ها را بیشتر بشنوید؟ با این گزارشات از طریق اپل پادکاست، گوگل پادکاست، سپاتیفای و یا هر جایی که پادکاستتان را می گیرید گوش دهید.